you're getting a little more healthier at this point, getting Callahan back. And how do you? Yeah. How does that affect? Are you impacting your lines here? Some getting some.
It just affects us in a positive way.
Yeah.
Callahan's a heavier body, plays hard. I think when we lost Cali and Killorn. Brownie and Killorn, Conley, like those guys up front, you lost guys that corner men, I guess you want to call them, and guys that play in the blue paint. So we were lacking that. Now we're slowly getting them back, and that helps because that's a part of our game that we were kind of missing.
You've struggled against this team a bit at home. What do you expect to see from them tonight? You have a new coach.
I don't know. We haven't played them this year, so I don't want to look back. I think everybody struggles with Washington. They have so much offensive talent. They really upgraded their decor in picking up Niskanen and Norpik, so now they're even more dynamic because he's riding. They've already got like Carlson's great player, and Green, and Alsner. You just go down the list with these guys. So they've really made their D more dynamic. And then they've had this same group of forwards that are as good as any group in the league. So they're a pretty exciting team to watch. And, hopefully we're a pretty exciting team to watch, too. So this should be a good battle tonight.
How do you like Killorn on right wing?
I like Killorn on right wing. I like Killorn. I think Killorn is pretty... Killorn's played left, the middle, right for us. Really pretty good utility guy. What makes him okay back there... He's got size and strength. He can protect pucks, and he sees the ice, so he can do a lot of things. I think sometimes coming off your off wing, if you get a step on a guy, you've got a really good chance of bringing it to the middle for a scoring chance. But he's one of those guys that can play the offside, which we've needed since our whole. It almost was like, well, if you were right-handed and played forward for us, you were getting hurt. So we've needed guys to play the other side, and he's been able to do it.
Is Schuster getting close, or do you think Barbieri might get a shot?
I would say the latter, and that one would be accurate.
What do you want to see out of him? I know he hasn't had a chance to play very much this year, but just from your experience with him, what do you want to need to see from him? Consistency, I guess?
I think with Barbs, because he's been sitting out, I think naturally everybody puts like a negative connotation on that, like, oh, well, Barbs isn't doing something right. Well, Barbs is doing things right. We just have a bunch of guys doing a lot of good things, so... He's kind of been the odd man out. He's been the odd. We've been trying to go with that little bit of a lefty-righty combination. So it's tough. It's tough to get in. And when your time gets called, like it is tonight, you've got to perform. And he's played a couple games for us, and he played well. Like, I don't have any complaints. He's done well for us. And it's a tough job to sit out and for a week at a time and then get into play. But... you have to have depth, and you have to have guys that's their role in their career right now, and I don't anticipate that's going to stay like that with Barbs forever, but for right now, that's where he's at with us, and but when he jumps in and he contributes, and that's what you need from your guys.
Can you continue about talking about depth? Callahan said that's one of the reasons the team was able to be successful this month, so many guys going down, that you had depth too.
Well, I think that always starts with your minor league system, and we've just been in a position where, even for myself, I started the minors in the organization with a lot of these guys. We all came up together, and it's just been wave after wave, and I think that's been a big part of our success. Now, has that stopped us from going out and getting a few free agents? No. Like, we needed some NHL-savvy guys, and we went and found those parts, but you need to have depth. You need to have guys that can contribute, and when they're coming up through the minor league system, that's where it pays dividends, and it's done that for us.
Obviously, Mezikov made a great impression in camp to make this team. How much difference is it from this year to where he had that one chance last year? How much difference in his game do you see?
Well, I think, I don't know how it is for our other organizations, but for us, there's kind of that two-year window maybe. Mm-hmm. So you look at some of the guys that have come up through the minors. They had that first year, they were kind of finding themselves, probably a little success, and the second year they had a lot of success. And I think that's what it was with Vladdy. He kind of had to find his way his first year in Syracuse. Last year I thought he was an extremely good player back there. Now he's finding his way in the NHL, and it's kind of that two-year process. And he's just a much more, I don't know, confident player, complete player. He's played away from the puck, as I think I've stated a zillion times. If you want to stay in the league, don't... we've all watched you with the puck. That's why you've probably gotten to the situation place you are. If you want to stay here, it's your play away from the puck that's going to keep you here. And he's been much better at that. He's bigger and stronger, too. He's been at the physical grind. He can – it's just growth. He's becoming a man in his body, and that's what's helping him a lot.
Yeah,